路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke
chapter 1.
第二十六节
Luke 1:26
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
第二章第四节
Chapter 2:4
约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
第二章三十九节。
Chapter 2:29
约瑟和母和玛利亚照主的律法办完了一切的事，就回加利利，到自己的城拿撒勒去了。
39，
对不起。
It should be chapter 2, verse 39. So when they have performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they return to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth.
好，我想我们继续我们要交通四福音的合参。
So we will continue on this harmony of the gospel.
我们到现在我们知道说，根据约翰福音书的记载，我们大概知道主耶稣在地上果然是33年半。
And according to the Gospel of John, that our Lord Jesus was on earth for 33.5 years.
然后根据路加福音，我们大概知道它可以分成三段。
And so we know that according to the Luke, Gospel Luke, we can divide that into three sections.
头三十年是隐藏的三十年。
Hidden first 30 years were hidden.
然后三年结果累累。
And so we know the next 3 years was harvest was plentiful.
那最后半年。就是往耶路撒冷去。
And so the last 6 months, he was heading towards Jerusalem.
最后钉十字架，复活升天。
He was crucified on the cross, and he was resurrected, and he was ascended to heaven.
所以我们说过，如果没有约翰福音，我们可能对于路加福音就没有那么清楚了。
And so we felt
话那么清楚。
And so we felt the Gospel of John, we will not have a clear understanding of the Gospel of Luke.
所以说到现在，我们是讲到道成肉身被锁在一个特定的时间里面。
Now we know that the word has become flesh and it's been locked into a particular space and time.
但它同时也是被锁在一个特定的一个空间里面。
But it was also locked, not only time, but it was also interlocked into a specific space.
所以如果大家仔细地读四福音的话，
And if we were to study the fourth gospel carefully,
我们必须要把圣经里面所讲的几个重要的地方，我们有个概念才可以。
And then we need to have a very clear concept of some of the important focus.
所以简单的来说，主耶稣生在伯利恒。
And so the birthplace of our Lord Jesus is Bethlehem.
长在拿撒勒。
And he grew up in Nazareth.
然后他开始做工的时候，开始做工，有18个月是在加利利。
And so, for the first 18 months of his ministry, it was at Galilee.
然后最后的半年在约旦河外。
And so, the last 6 months, it was Bethany beyond Jordan.
那是以约旦河外的波大尼来做中心的。
And so, Bethany beyond Jordan was his center.
然后最后一个礼拜在耶路撒冷。
And so, the last week, it was in Jerusalem.
所以简单来说，五个地方。
And so, altogether, there are 5 places.
伯利恒。
Bethlehem,
Nazareth, Galilee,
Nazareth, Galilee,
然后约旦河外
Bethany beyond Jordan,
还有最后呢是耶路撒冷
and finally it was Jerusalem.
所以我想我们需要把这几个地方稍微解释一下，那么弟兄姊妹在读四福音的时候，我们才能够有更深的印象。
And then we want to have insight into these 5 places so that we will be very clear when we read the gospel.
那么简单一般读四福音的人这样说，马太马可主要告诉我们主耶稣在加利利的工作。
And so if we were to read, scholars will tell us that Matthew and Mark tells us that Jesus' ministry at Galilee.
那约翰福音呢特别讲到主耶稣在耶路撒冷的工作。
And so John focus of the Lord in Jerusalem.
不止最后一个礼拜。
And that is the last week.
不止。
Not only confined to the last week.
其实最后一个礼拜以前有好几次主耶稣到耶路撒冷过节，那么约翰都把它记录下。
And so, you know, many occasions when Jesus was celebrating the festival, he was in Jerusalem too.
所以约翰对于耶路撒冷一草一木几乎都认得，都知道。
And so, John is particularly clear of any incident that transpired in Jerusalem.
那对于约翰来讲，耶路撒冷不光是大京城的事。京城，大君王的京城。
Not only that, to John, not only that Jerusalem is the big city of the king.
对约翰来讲，主要是被主在那里主耶稣被钉十字架的地方。
And more important that it will be the place where Christ will be crucified.
那么，所以大概来说，这几个地方，我想我们应该有一点点的认识。
And so we need to have an insight of all these venues.
首先，我们说到伯利恒。
First of all, we talk about Bethlehem.
那么大家都知道，伯利恒呢是在许多城里面是很小的一座城。
We know that amongst all the cities, Bethlehem is only a small city.
但是根据米迦书的预言，有一天基督要降生在那里。
But in the book of Micah, there's a prophecy that one day Christ is going to born into this city.
这一座城大概是在耶路撒冷南边五英里的地方。
And it is about five kilometers away from Jerusalem.
其实不算是很远的。
If you were to calculate, it's not a great distance.
那么你如果到了耶路，到了伯特利
，If you want in, go into Bethany,
no, so, 对不起，伯利恒。
If you go to Bethlehem,
这个伯利恒呢，它是一个它是一个怎么讲？就是说，它这个城啊，它那个城是沿着山在那里建筑的。
And it is actually constructed along along the side of the mountain.
所以它的房子呢都是贴着山边的，都是靠着山边。
That we know that all the construction of the buildings are along the mountains.
那么房子的前面住人，房子后面就是靠近山里面的洞，就是给所有的动物啊，马槽、马了、牛了，就放在后面。
And so the structure of the building, we know the front will be where the human lives.And then the backyard that face the mountain, they will have caves, and that is where all their domestic animals will be kept.
那么这个是城
，This is the city.
是房子，他们是人聚居的地方。
And this is where because it's a city, and that is where their populations are focused.
那么在附近有一个很有名，很附近都是这个大麦场，都是麦场。
And the rest are the few of the wheat.
所以我们知道这
the threshing floor
那这就是路加这就是这个路德记给我们看到那个所有的故事都是发生在伯利恒的旁附近
and so these are the things that actually happen around Bethlehem
所以到处都是种麦子的麦场
and so from the book of Ruth we are very clear there are many of these threshing floor
那么在稍微高一点的地方就有所谓的大麦场 threshing floor
And so on the higher latitude, there will be all these are all the threshing floors.
我们知道路德就是大卫的曾祖母。
That we know that Ruth is the great grandmother of our Lord Jesus.
因为伯利恒从小就是大卫在那里长大。
David, because that is where our Lord Jesus have grown up in Bethlehem.
所以这个就称为大卫的城。
And that is called the city of David.
那么那一带呢，并不是一片翠绿的，有的地方。如果是面向死海就是枯黄如果面向地中海就是比较绿
And we know that not the entire place is full with greenery But the one that faces the Mediterranean will be quite green But any areas that facing the Dead Sea They are lands of barren lands
所以大卫牧羊的时候常常等于一个脚踩在沙漠一个脚踩在绿洲
And so as David was shepherding the sheep. One of his legs was at the meadow grounds, but one of the legs is on the barren ground.
那么然后呢，我们主耶稣后来我们都知道，伯利恒呢乃是主耶稣诞生的地方。
And so all of us know, and that is the city where our Lord was born.
那么很明显的，第一章主耶稣是婴孩的时候，那么他在伯利恒降生。
And so as an infant, he was born in Bethlehem.
然后第八天行了洁净的礼。
And so,
就带到这个圣殿里面去，要行所该行的。
And so, on the eighth day, as to follow the traditions, they have to perform the circumcisions in the temple.
那么然后主耶稣呢，就回到拿撒勒去了。
And after that, they return to Nazareth.
那么一直等到，但是后来呢，我们读马太福音的时候，那么很明显的，这个小孩呢，仍还是也他们遇见主耶稣的地方也在刚也在伯特利，就伯利恒。
And so when Matthew mentioned that when they met, they were also when this child, he was also in, the wise man, he was also in Bethlehem.
所以主耶稣婴孩跟小孩的时候，那么有一段时间是在伯利恒度过的。
And so, as an infant, as an early childhood, he has spent the time, in Bethlehem.
不过当然那个时间很短，因为我们说过，等到他知道希律王要杀两岁以里的时候，他们就逃到埃及去。
And so it's a very short period of time because when King Herod ordered to execute the any infants below 2 years old, they have exiled.
那么然后他们就回到拿撒勒。
And after that. They returned to Nazareth.
那么主耶稣呢，就被称为拿撒勒耶稣。
That we know that Jesus has been referred to Jesus of Nazareth.
你知道拿但业啊，他是迦拿人，离开拿撒勒很近。
That we know that Nathaniel is from the Canaan and that he is very near to Nazareth.
所以他说拿撒勒能出什么好东西呢
？He says that what can Nazareth offer us?
意思就是说拿撒勒不起眼。
It's nothing,
不是很重要的一座城。
And say Nazareth is not a very important town.
但是我们不要忘记，主耶稣三十年就是在拿撒勒度过的。
But don't forget, Jesus spent almost 30 years in Nazareth.
所以，我们稍微对拿撒勒要有一点点的印象。
That we need to have a little bit more information regarding Nazareth.
我们看一下马太福音。
Shall we all turn to Matthew?
马太第。马太第二章
Matthew chapter 2
23节到了一座城名叫拿撒勒就住在那这是要应验先知所说他将称为拿撒勒人的话
Chapter 2 verse 23 Matthew And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth And it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophets He shall be called a Nazarene
如果大家仔细读圣经的话
If you read the Bible carefully
你发现在旧约里你找不到这节圣经
You can't find this verse in the Old Testament.
怎么说是应验先知所说他将称为拿撒勒人的话呢
？And how could we say that it fulfilled the prophecy that's spoken by the prophets?
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们仔细读圣经，你就知道到底拿撒勒是什么意思。
So what do you mean by Nazareth?
那么如果按照先知的话，是哪一个先知这么说的
？Which prophet has actually prophesied this?
那么他们懂得希伯来文的人就到旧约里面去找。
And so those who know Hebrews, they gone back to check the Old Testament.
那么他们终于找到了这个地方。
And so they found this place.
所以我盼望大家能够注意，那就是以赛亚书第十一章。
This is recorded in Isaiah.
以赛亚书第十一章
，verse 11, chapter 11. Sorry, Isaiah 11.
第一节
，verse 1.
从耶西的墩必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
There came forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of his roots.
那么这一段当然讲到弥赛亚的预言。
Of course, this is the prophecy of the Messiah.
这个弥赛亚，这个根据他的家谱，应该是耶西的墩，然后发出一条出来。
And so, according to the genealogy, it should be the rod that from the stem of Jesse.
然后从他的根呢，就生的枝子必结果实。
And then a branch shall grow out of his roots.
这个拿撒勒，拿撒勒，这个字呢，你如果读到这里，从他根生的枝子，那个枝子就是拿撒的意思。
And we know that branch refers to Nazareth. Nazareth.
所以，请记得。这个，所以什么叫拿撒勒人呢
？And so what do you mean by Nazarene？
拿撒勒人就是说他是大卫家谱，可以说是大卫后裔的。
That we can see that he is referring to the descendants of David.
然后从这个大卫的家族呢，一定会产生这个君王，产生弥赛亚。
And from the family of David, they shall be a king.
所以如果这个圣经没有解释错的话。
And from there, the king will be a king out of that. And if the Bible is being correct,
拿撒勒最早不是个地名
That we know Nazareth in the beginning is not a place.
拿撒勒乃是因为最早有一般的人移民移到那里去
And because there was a group of migrants that had moved to that place.
根据他们的家谱，他们知道他们是这个大卫皇家的人
And according to the genealogy, they are actually belong to this royal hood.
而且根据预言，将来弥赛亚从他的家族里面产生。
And according to prophecy, that the Messiah will come from